Llámanos al 91-133-5832 o infórmate en grupobaugan.com.
Me licencié hace 4 años en la universidad. Al año hice un máster, después otro. Además estoy acabando el doctorado. Pero ayer no pasé un proceso de selección por no saber inglés.
¿Te suena esta historia? Ocurre todos los días. El inglés es fundamental para progresar en tu vida laboral en todos los sectores. ¿A qué esperas para aprender inglés de una vez por todas?
Máster en inglés profesional Vaughan, tu solución definitiva.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Hello, everybody. I can see somebody's been playing some heavy metal on our guitar here, because they've broken a string. That's right. So we only have 5 strings today. But that's okay. We only need 5 strings, because, you know, well, 6 strings is good, but we can get by. Apañarnos. We can get by with 5 strings. Here we go. You ready? 1, 2, 3, oh, welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show. Featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Woo-hoo! Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Maybe a guitar doesn't need 6 strings. You're listening to The Salad. Now then, everybody, that's right. Welcome to The Salad. Now then, let's log in. I'm logging on. And I'm logging in with my password, but I'm logging on to the system. Now let's have a look. So let's have our conundrum for today. Let me think. Aha! Yeah, something has just popped into my head. Okay, here we go. So, are you ready? Because here comes our conundrum for today. So, Well, just hearing Kyle talking about crossed or cross, then cross popped into my head, and now I've thought of a conundrum. So I crossed it blank my list. Okay, that's it. I crossed it blank my list. Now you have to fill in the gap, okay? So I'll give you a clue. It's a preposition, that's right. So what do you think? I crossed it blank my list. So we'll be revealing the answer at the end of the program. I'm also going to put this up on the app right now if you have the app. If you don't, of course, you can download it for free. Who says nothing in life is for free? Well, this is. Now then, what's on the program today? Let's have a little look, shall we? We have salad news bits, news from around the world. Yes, we'll be going far afield for a news item today. And what else do we have? Well, we also have question time on the program. Because, you know, as you know, we're obsessed with asking good questions here on Vaughan Radio. So, of course, always good to practice the interrogative. Working with, you know, different verbs, auxiliary verbs. you know, prepositions at the end, all the little nuances, matices, nuances of asking questions. So question time, we're putting your interrogative skills to the test. But first, it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here's our headline for today. South Korea's president turns traffic reporter. So, you know, if you're on the news in the morning, you have somebody who reports on the traffic. Okay, in this case, it's South Korea's president. So South Korea's president turns traffic reporter. Okay, so we're going over live to South Korea right now. Ling Xiao is on the other end of that telephone line. Ling, can you hear me?
That's right, Dave, I can hear you. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has surprised listeners by turning up as a radio station traffic reporter for the day.
Now I said TV, in this case it was radio. So a radio station traffic reporter. Of course, we could have it on Vaughan Radio in English, of course. There's heavy traffic on the M1. Well, the M1, so that's in... that goes down to London. But anyway, you know, the M25, oh, that also goes around London. But in this case, South Korea's president, Moon Jae-in, has surprised listeners by turning up, presentándose, turning up as a radio station traffic reporter for the day. So imagine, that voice sounds familiar. Ah! Oh. It's our nation's president. Please tell us more, Ling.
That's right. So the country's leader took to the airwaves from the studios of the TBC broadcaster in the northeast of the city of Seongnam as part of his campaign to get closer to the people.
Now, that's interesting. So it's a campaign to get closer to the people. So actually giving a traffic report... That's not a bad way to do it. Because, you know, these are people's daily commute. When you travel to work, you commute to work. So you get an idea of what people go through, what they experience, what they live every morning. And also, you know, a friendly voice. Well, I mean, I'm not sure, but generally speaking, you know, a friendly voice, you know, telling you about your traffic. Well, I think it's a good way to get a feel, you know, for what it's like to be a normal person, let's say. Okay, please tell us more.
That's right. So very, very interesting, I think. So TBS, or Traffic Broadcast System, is a radio station owned by Seoul's local government, and it aims or airs traffic and travel news nationally.
It airs. So you can air or broadcast. For example, we air on the radio. We broadcast, we can say, emitir, to air or to broadcast. So in this case, so TBS, so it's Traffic Broadcast System. So it's a radio station owned by Seoul's local government, and it airs traffic and travel news nationally. And the president was there giving the traffic news.
That's right. So, Mr. Moon's appearance on the station is well-timed as it falls during Chuseok. A time in which Koreans traditionally travel to their hometowns to be with their relatives and to honor their ancestors. The news broadcast began like this. Hello, this is Moon Jae-in. You must be surprised that I've suddenly turned up on the broadcast. That's what the president told listeners. According to the president's social media page, he also offered safety advice to drivers to ensure that they arrive home in one piece.
So on his Facebook page. Oh, well, I said social media page, he said. Well, you know, I'm jumping to conclusions here. So he also offered traffic safety news. That's interesting. So, or advice to drivers to ensure that they arrive home in one piece. Or safe and sound, sano y salvo. So to arrive somewhere in one piece... means safe and sound, or sano y salvo, like that.
Yeah, that's right, Dave, so don't forget to wear a seatbelt, he said, adding that the drivers on long journeys should be encouraged to take breaks. So the most dangerous thing during a long-distance drive is a sleepy driving, the president also told the TBS listeners. So very interesting, I think. So South Korea's president turns traffic reporter. That's right, so here from South Korea, back to the studio, Dave.
Interesting. So I think it's an interesting way to get close to the people. I mean, you know, sometimes people go around knocking on doors, you know. I mean, you have to knock on a lot of doors to meet a lot of people. And that's quite a, you know, typical thing to do it in the UK quite a lot, you know. But in this case, airing the traffic news to see what, you know, most people have to experience, you know, on the day-to-day, on a day-to-day basis. I think it means another way of getting a feel for what people go through and, you know, empathizing with people, you know. And obviously, you know, giving them some useful information. That's right. Okay, you heard it here on Salad News Bits.
Y no dejes de participar a través de nuestra aplicación. Descárgatela.
Haz un máster en inglés profesional. En solo 5 meses saldrás perfectamente preparado para comunicarte en inglés en el trabajo. No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional. Apunta alto. Llega más lejos.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
¿Todavía no sabes qué nivel de inglés ponerte en el currículo? Si estás pensando en hacer uno de los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan, te invitamos a una prueba de nivel gratuita para que lo tengas mucho más claro. Y sin ningún tipo de compromiso, disponible también en Valencia y Barcelona.
Estar en medio. ¿Qué significa estar en medio? Pues no estar en ningún sitio concreto, ni bueno ni malo, ser un soso, o lo que es peor, molestar. Estar en medio y no dejar ver una peli, estar en medio de dos personas. Vamos, que eso del medio no mola. Pues con el inglés pasa lo mismo. Ese famoso nivel intermedio de inglés no sirve para nada. Es ni fu ni fa, incluso molesto. Por eso, un nivel de inglés intermedio no te va a ayudar a mejorar en tu carrera profesional. Así que ya es hora de cambiar.
Vence al nivel intermedio de inglés con el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Compatible con tu trabajo, exigente y eficaz. Más de 500 horas intensivas para mejorar tu inglés profesional. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Question Time. Now then, yes, welcome to Question Time. As you know, or you may not know, the part of the program where we focus on the interrogative, which is why it's called Question Time. Okay, so we have Alan Parsons here, our grammar expert. So he's going to, you know, help us here along the way, give us some advice. Okay, how's it going, Alan?
Yes, that's right, Dave. It's going fine, pretty good, thanks.
Now then, question time. So we're going to master the interrogative, which is one of our favourite exercises here at Vaughan Systems. I do this a lot with my students because it's a good way to review everything, really. You know, all different kinds of tenses, you know, expressions, verbs, phrasal verbs, etc. But through the interrogative, all based around the interrogative. So, salad listeners, remember, don't forget the auxiliary verb if it's necessary. We don't recommend starting a question with a preposition. That's right. Let's put that at the end. Okay, so we're going to give you the answer to a question. You have to tell us what the question is. So practice your interrogative skills with us here. Master the interrogative with us. Now, interact with us here. This is the interactive part of the program. So, okay, over to you, Alan.
Right, okay, here comes our first answer. So, no, I know what you're supposed to do. Oh, excuse me. Yes, I know what you're supposed to do.
Ah. So, yes, I know what you're supposed to do. Okay, what do you think, salad listeners? I want to have a look at the vote to be supposed to after this. We'll pick up on some little tips for things. So, yes, I know what you're supposed to do. So, do you know, I would say, do you know what I'm supposed to do? Do you know what I'm supposed to do? That's right, salad listeners, so to be supposed to. People tend to make a mistake with this. People tend to say, it is supposed that I do it. We include the subject, so I'm supposed to do it, okay? So yes, I know what you're supposed to do. Do you know what I'm supposed to do? So the vote to be supposed to. My boss is supposed to call me at 7 o'clock. That's right. My son is supposed to be doing his homework. So you get the subject in the note, it is supposed, okay? Okay, Alan, let's have another answer, please.
Yes. You told me what he drank last night.
Now let's focus on, you know, good intonation and some good phonetics. So yes, you told me what he drank. I would say what he drank. Because of the breathed H, which we have at the beginning of a sentence. Hello, how are you? But in the middle of a sentence, what? After a hard sound like a T, just what he drank. So yes, you told me what he drank last night. What do you think? So, did I tell you what he drank last night? Did I tell you what he drank last night? So what he becomes what he. Did I tell you what he drank last night? That's right. Next, please.
Here's our next answer. Yes, I know what the boss said after the meeting.
Okay. So, yes, I know what the boss said after the meeting. So, do you know what the boss said after the meeting? That's right. Do you know what the boss said after the meeting? Okay, salad listeners. So, have a little round of applause there just to encourage you. Okay. So, interact with us here. This will make a difference if you can answer all these correctly and form all these questions correctly. Very good practice. Next answer, please, Alan.
Yes, I know we had some feedback.
Yes, I know we had some feedback. What do you think? So again, do you know if we had any feedback? So remember, any for questions and negatives, and you can answer with some. So yes, I know we had some feedback. So do you know if we had any feedback? That's right, I like that word, feedback. Okay, can I get your feedback, your input, if you like? So yes, do you know if we had any feedback? Next, please.
Yes, he knew what time it was.
So yes, he knew what time it was. What do you think, salad listeners? So did he know what time it was? It's indirect, not what time was it. What time it was. It's indirect here. Now, did he know? What can we do with that? Did he or did he? No, just did he. So did he know what time it was? So we're pausing here. Okay? So did he know? We have a little pause in there. What time it was? So, you know, we're emphasizing. So, did he know what time it was? Okay, because emphasis, it's one of our weapons when we're speaking. Okay, next.
Yes, they know what sacrifices were made.
So, salad listeners, okay, what's the question here? So, yes, they know what sacrifices were made. So, to make sacrifices, we say in English. So, do they know what sacrifices were made? That's right. Do they know what sacrifices were made? Excellent stuff.
Let's keep moving on here. Yes, I know how many we've sold.
What do you think, salad listeners? So, So, do you know how many we've sold? Okay, so we're going to say, do you know? So, do you know how many we've sold? So, in three parts there, okay? Obviously, pausing gives you time to think if you need it, but also adding emphasis. Okay, so repeat after me. Do you know how many we've sold? Okay, yes. Well, do you know how many we've sold? We're in a conference call. Do you know how many we've sold? Excuse me? Do you know how many we've sold? It's also a way of engaging people, you know? You've got some pauses in there, a bit of intonation, linking some words together. Okay? Now then, so do you know how many we've sold? So we're about halfway through here, so keep interacting with us here, Salad listeners. Okay? Let's have another one.
Right, okay. Yes, she cares about how they feel.
So yes, she cares about how they feel. So, does she care about how they feel? Does she care about how they feel? That's right, salad listeners. So to care about something, importar. ¿Te importa cómo se siente? Do you care about? So to care about something, salad listeners. Excellent. This is Mastering the Interrogative on Question Time. Now then, let's keep going here. If you can answer these correctly, if you can do this perfectly, this will really improve your English. It also can show you how much you're improving if you get all these right with good intonation, pausing in the right place, linking some words together. This will push you, get your speaking as near native as possible. It's very difficult to speak like a native, but we can try and get as close as we possibly can, okay? So next answer, please, Alan.
Right, okay, let's have a look here. Yes, she told me what you have to bring.
I see. So, yes, she told me what you have to bring. So, did she tell you what I have to bring? Now, what I... That's right. So, we could say, did she tell you what I have to bring? Okay, that sounds good. Repeat after me, salad listeners. Did she tell you what I have to bring? Good. So, with pauses there, and also with intonation, and also linking some words together, like what I. That's the style, that's the template for how we want to speak. Next answer, please, Alan.
Right, so let's have a look. Yes, she wants to know what you've read.
What do you think? So does she want to know what I've read? So does she want to know what I've read? So you can hear the pause there in the intonation. Does she want to know what I've read? So especially the does and the read. Does she want to know what I've read? That's right, let's keep going.
Yes, they asked me about what I saw.
Okay. What do you think, salad listeners? So yes, they asked me about what I saw. So, did they ask you about what you saw? That's right. So, did they ask you about what you saw? So, what plus you, what you. When we saw T plus U equals chu. So, it could be U as in tu, or U as in the letter U. For example, Portugal. We say, don't we? Portugal. Statue. So, T plus U equals chu. So, what you, what you. So, did they ask you about what you saw? What you saw. What you saw. Okay, good. Next, please.
Right, let's have a look here. Yes, they told me where they were.
What do you think, salad listeners? Interact with us here, okay? Master the interrogative. And therefore, master the English language. So, yes, they told me where they were. Did they tell you where they were? So intonation is everything. So did they tell you where they were? That's right. Good. Intonation is the key. You know, so you're stressing certain points. Also, you're engaging people, otherwise it's too flat. You know, you could lose people's interest straight away. Okay, let's keep going. Just a few more to finish off.
Yes, we have four left here. So, yes, I know what you have to deal with.
So, do you know what I have to deal with? Do you know what I have to deal with? That's right, salad listener. It's not bad.
Yes, the boss knows how to delegate.
So, yes, the boss knows how to delegate. So, saber hacer algo, we say saber cómo hacer algo. So, to know how to do something. So, yes, the boss knows how to delegate. Does the boss know how to delegate? That's the right one. That's the right question. Okay, we have two more.
Right, the penultimate example here. Yes, they know that you beat your own record.
So to beat a record, that's right. So in this case, batir un record, to beat, we say. Or to break a record, you can also say. So yes, they know that. Yes, they know that you beat your own record. Do they know that I beat my own record? You know, you can use that or without that. Do they know I beat my own record without that? You can say. And the last one, please.
Right. Okay. Yes, I think you deserve a prize.
Right. Yes, merecer. To deserve. So yes, I think you deserve a prize. So we'll not translate it. Form this question perfectly to go out on a high note. Para salir por la puerta grande. So, yes, I think you deserve a prize. So, and the question is, do you think I deserve a prize? Do you think I deserve a prize? That's right, salad listeners. Okay. Now then, so remember, intonation is everything. So pausing in the right place, linking certain words together, and adding a little bit of intonation, as well as using, you know, the correct grammar, prepositions, etc. I mean, that all makes a difference. Okay, salad listeners, that's all we have time for on Question Time. Now then, salad listeners, yes, we hope you enjoyed that. Hope you interacted with us to master the interrogative, therefore mastering the English language. Now then, so our conundrum for today was, I crossed it blank my list. What could that be? I crossed it blank my list. Now, yes, so to cross off is tachar. Tachar algo de una lista, to cross something off a list. Because something is on your list, put it on your list. I have shampoo on my list, so you cross it off. So I crossed it off my list. That's right, salad listeners. Excellent, that's all we have time for today. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, on The Salad.
Baugan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM.